You'd be forgiven for thinking in Victoria, all the electors seem to care about is climate change and socially progressive issues. Certainly, I remember living in a different state and laughing at what happens across the border down there. But surely there must be some mainstream Australians who just want to get on with their lives and their small businesses and their jobs without all of the nonsense. And in fact, I suspect that is the case. If political parties such as Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party are pouring resources into Victoria. So tonight, we're joined for an exclusive interview with Pauline Hanson and her team, who are now in Shepparton in regional Victoria. Thank you for being on Discernible, Pauline.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So Pauline, I'm hoping in 10 minutes you can try and help me solve this conundrum in my brain, because I have this perception that One Nation is a party of Queensland and a party of a conservative base. So let's start with this. What are you doing in Victoria?
Well, it's part of Australia, isn't it? And I have a national party. We have members in the national parliament and federal parliament, and we've branched out. We've got members in Queensland, New South Wales. We've just got our first member in South Australia. So, you know, it is a national party, and of course, Victoria's part of it. And there's people down here who want representation.
So how, as I said in the intro, how much support are you finding down here when traditionally we're associated with more of a progressive movement? I just interviewed your candidate, Lisa Stark, who's running in Brighton against Tim Wilson. And all they can talk about down there is Zoe Daniel and Tim Wilson and climate change. And I'm wondering, how much support do you think you actually have in these sorts of seats?
Look, Matt, you know, if you'd asked me that 25 years ago, Victoria was my worst state for support. It really was a progressive state, and there was no support whatsoever. They saw One Nation as a racist party, and I've got to say that. That was the case. But what's happened is turned around over a period of time. My being on the floor of Parliament for the last 6 years, I've touched a nerve with a lot of Australians down here. They feel they're losing their country, what it is to be Australian. I think about, you know, their future generations, their kids, they're worried about that. And COVID had a huge, big impact in Victoria, especially people have had their rights, they feel they've had their rights taken away from them, especially by Daniel Andrews. So people are now looking at One Nation and saying, you know, that's the party that's prepared to stand up and fight for our rights, our democracy, and that's why they're actually turning to One Nation. For a matter of fact, I got off the plane today, and straight away when I hit the ground in Melbourne at the airport itself, the people that pulled me up from all different cultural backgrounds, good on you, you know, thank you for standing up for us. We love you, Pauline. Don't give up. Keep going. And it's been absolutely fantastic. And even tonight at Shepparton and in Bendigo, the support was amazing.
Okay. So, Pauline, is this more than what we see typically with political parties doing a bit of a PR exercise to build a long-term base in a foreign state like this? Are you actually hoping for some good results, such as with Warren Pickering, your Senate candidate? There's a likelihood you might actually get up here?
Look, I'm really positive about Warren winning the Senate seat here in Victoria. Now, last time around, we hardly stood any candidates in lower house seats. We've got all those candidates who are standing in Victoria, right across the whole state. That makes a big difference to your Senate vote. But knowing that, you know, people are actually so disgruntled with the major political parties, word out is out right across the whole country, put the major political parties last. Now, One Nation is putting the freedom parties first, and it is our recommendation. The vote belongs to the voter. So, but we are recommending put the Freedom Parties first. It sends a clear message to the major political parties. You can't take the voter for granted and just think they're going to continue to vote for them if you don't listen to grassroots Australians, the issues that they have, and to represent them.
Okay, and do you feel that the Victorian electorate has moved more towards what your party represents, or has in fact your party One Nation changed over the years? Because I grew up hearing those same claims you mentioned of saying One Nation was racist, and as an Asian Australian, I never felt that. Even when you're talking about immigration numbers, I never felt that coming from your party as a child. But have you guys become more mainstream? Have you moved towards the centre?
No, look, I haven't changed whatsoever with my policies and what I stand for. And you know, that was way too out. Actually counteract the support that I was getting from Australians in 1996 when I first started in Parliament through to 97-98, because they used that as a reason why people should not support One Nation. And it was the media played a big role in this to actually put the wrong message out. And that's not the case. Actually, one of my candidates came up to me today at the meeting, Bendigo, and he said publicly to everyone there, he said, "Pauline, I actually owe you an apology." He said, "Years ago, I thought you were a racist." He said, "Here I am, a candidate for you." He said, "I was so wrong." And I get that quite a bit of the time. People pull me up, and not once or twice, but a number of times, he said, "We owe you an apology. We didn't really understand what you stood for years ago. Now that we have seen the direction our country's gone in, now we understand your policies." So I think the rest of Australia's caught up with me. Maybe I was ahead of my time. I could see what was happening, and where the political parties had us headed. It's not about division. It's about joining us all together. We are a multiracial country, but multiculturalism can divide us as a nation. But we are all Australians. Whether you're born here, you come from another country, you've given this country your undivided loyalty, you want to be Australian. Why shouldn't we embrace that?
Okay, so Pauline, assuming you're heading for some more success this time, and you were just a bit ahead of your time perhaps, what will you do if you get more and more power? Because obviously there've been some talk about the fact that you're not going to send some preferences to the Liberal Party in some seats, that people have felt betrayed by that. So I guess I understand the strategic move that you're making there, but is that what we can expect from you hoarding the balance of power if that were the case? Were you going to make strategic moves?
Look, in the last 6 years, Senator Roberts and myself, my colleague in the Senate, we've actually had the shared balance of power in the Parliament. We've used that in a way that, in the best interest of Australia, it's a very important position. You don't hold the government to ransom by no means. It's about passing good legislation for the people in this nation. I will continue to do the same. And what I can say to people is, out of 151 seats across the nation in the lower house, I am targeting 6 seats where we are putting the Liberal Party last. Now, right. I'm trying to do the numbers of how many seats the Liberal Party are putting us behind the Labor, but not only that, are putting us behind the Greens, which the Liberal Party doesn't vote or supports the Greens on any motions put before in the Parliament, yet they think they are far better to have in the Parliament than One Nation. And the Labor Party have always put us below last on the ballot paper. So I tell people that if you're going to vote at this election, when you mark your ballot paper, have a good look at it, because a lot of the Labor's preferences, you think that you're a staunch Labor voter. Well, I'll tell you now, the Labor are going to advise you to give a vote to the Liberals before they are One Nation. So they're propping each other up, but exactly the same thing. That's exactly what the Liberal Party are doing as well. They're saying to you to flow the preference, your preference to the Labor Party before One Nation. And I tell you what, I'll fight for you on your issues about your democracy, your freedom of choice, and especially what happened with COVID. I'm a person that's there without fear and favour. It's not about protecting my own job. It's about working for the people of this great nation.
Okay, Pauline, we have seen the majors obviously running scared and trying to get everyone to vote. Anyone, just vote the majors, but don't vote the minor parties. Are you worried about fracturing that protest vote in terms of some of these electorates? You can vote for UAP, One Nation, LDP. There's a lot of, I'm wondering if they're all just going to end up in the majors anyway.
What do you mean, talk about me fracturing their vote? Excuse me. I've got members elected to Parliament. Where is the UAP's members of Parliament? Where is the Liberal Democrats' members of Parliament? Where is all the minor parties' members of Parliament? I've proven myself, and the people have proven that they support One Nation with electing members of Parliament. So don't say about me fracturing the vote at all. I take my hat off to anyone who wants to give a go at being a candidate. But it's about all the minor parties working together to send a clear message to the major political parties. You can't take the voter for granted anymore. You can't keep pushing your agenda on these Australian people. You can't keep addressing the and giving support to the United Nations before our own country and our own sovereignty. And you can't allow the unions to dictate to the political parties how they should run this country. Is about giving people back their freedom of choice and their democracy and having a say. But I'll say to the people out there, they are in charge of their own vote. the how to vote cards put out by political parties and my own are only a recommendation. So I have been the only one that's been trying to educate the people how the voting system works. So I'm saying to you, put your vote number one for One Nation. Then you look at your ballot paper and you say, right, if they don't get up, who is my next best choice? And then your vote will flow to your number two. If they don't get up, it will flow to your number three. You mark the ballot paper, take responsibility for your great gift that's been given to you to vote, because a lot of countries around the world, people don't have that opportunity to have their say.
I think you are cleaning up with a lot of the mainstream Australians who want some straight talking. So well done there. Pauline, can I ask in the last 1.5 minutes we have left, you've been doing this for a long time. You've seen how the sausage is being made, so to speak, in Parliament. Can I ask you, how should Australians determine which politicians to trust of any party? How? What are the things we can look out for and say, that's a trustworthy one?
Asking me, I don't trust most of them. So anyway, it's because I've been working beside them, and a lot of these people, they think they're working for the electorate. Do you know, I've gone in fighting for some issue, the constituents thought they've been out there working for them. When I brought it to the attention of the ministers to try and get funding for an issue, they knew nothing about it. They don't go and put it to the the powers to be where they can get changes for them, make things happen. A lot of these politicians are useless, a waste of time, sitting on the benches. They don't do a damn thing. And actually, I show them up, and I don't care, because I take my position as being a member of Parliament with the utmost respect, and I am so gratified that the people have given me the vote to represent them. I'm hoping to get more people on the floor of Parliament, like Warren Pickering and other people across the state. So that, if I can say anything to any of you out there, have you really been happy with the government that you've had? Do you really trust Albanese or Labor Party, the Greens, to give good direction for this country, economic stability, or protecting our nation? You can't do any worse than what you've got. I've always been upfront, honest, direct with you. You know where you stand with me. And I will fight to the death for people's persons' rights and for their future generations to be given a fair go. This isn't the country that I grew up in. Why do you think I'm still around after 26 years? Because we can do so much better. But I will not stand back and let these people abuse their power and over government reach, and we've seen that with the COVID and how it was handled in the states and federally. It's about time we took back our country, but it's up to the people. Have you got the guts to do it? Are you prepared to give One Nation a go? It's up to you.
Well, Pauline, whatever people think of you, there's one thing for sure. You've been incredibly consistent and on the same message forever and ever. I've grown up hearing it. So that's something in a trade in short supply in politics. And so thank you for being consistent. And thank you for joining us all the way from Shepparton here on Discernible. Best of luck in the election.
My pleasure. And look, if we're successful, how about we have another talk after the election and see where we're going from there?
Let's do it live. Great. All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Once again, Australians get to endure another federal election. And for all of you political junkies out there, I'm sure you'll have a fun night. But for the rest of us, we don't really mind who wins, as long as the politicians stop the nonsense and leave us alone to get on with our lives and our businesses. So where will you be on election night? On Saturday, the 21st of May, from 6 p.m. until midnight, you should be watching The People's Project as we bring you live election coverage with a panel of guests in studio, cutting through the nonsense and the spin. We'll be crossing live all over the country to some big names, but more than that, we'll be giving voice to the most important part of this election, the rise of the minor parties and the independents, who are heading for a record-setting vote. Powered by Discernible, The People's Project is bringing you live coverage of the Australian federal election 2022.